有没有见证？
我是今天有见证，先见证还是怎么样子？我
好。
哦呀呀 ，OK。You see, who go first?
I go.
Okay. Oh, Laura, funny. Okay.
I'm going to teach her for this.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
I'm Lin Kai-en.
I'm Erica Lin.
我是17岁的高中生。
I am a 17-year-old high school student this year.
我在2019年的春天受洗成为基督徒。
I got baptized this spring 2019 and became a Christian.
今天很开心能跟大家分享我成为基督徒。
Today, I'm happy to share with you the story of becoming a Christian and accepting Jesus as my Savior.
接受耶稣成为我的救主的故事。我在台湾出生且生活了16年。
I was born and raised in Taiwan for 16 years.
在2018年的8月举家搬到6248英里外的余境。
In August 2018, I moved to Eugene from 6248 miles away.
在台湾离开幼稚园后
After I graduated from kindergarten,
我的爸妈送我进入圣心小学，一所天主教的学校。
My parents sent me to Sacred Heart Elementary School, which is a Catholic school.
所以我在很小的时候就认识了耶稣。
So I knew about Jesus at a really young age.
学习如何祷告。
Learn to pray.
跟着信仰课的老师大声开口一起唱圣歌。
And sang Christian songs with our teachers.
在懵懂的年纪，我对信仰一知半解。
At this age, I didn't know much about religion.
只知道每次上课的时候，老师都会说故事给我们听，告诉我们耶稣保护我们，照顾我们，让我们平安长大。
But our teacher always told us stories about Jesus and how he protects us and takes care of us.
于是自从小学开始，我就养成了祷告的习惯。
Therefore, since elementary school, I started to have the habit of praying.
我不了解正确的祷告方式。
I didn't know how to pray formally,
到底该说些什么?
or what to say in prayer.
只知道每次担心害怕时，在夜里跟他说话。
The only thing I knew was that whenever I'm scared or worried, I can talk to him at night.
总能让我平静又安稳地睡着。
And then I could fall asleep without any fears.
升上国中以后，我的课业压力加倍攀升。
When I became a middle schooler, the academic pressure increased substantially.
我就读的寄宿学校不再有任何信仰。
My boarding school wasn't religion based.
将近四年，我沉沦在书海里，一次次和考试搏斗。
For almost 4 years, studying occupied my life.
在深夜里挑灯夜战后，我依然向他祷告。
After studying late at night, I still prayed to him.
求他支持我度过一个又一个无法回家的日子。
I asked him to support me through days of not going home.
在我的国中阶段，妈妈在朋友的邀约下开始参加教会礼拜，加入小组。
During my middle school years, my mom was invited by her friends to go to church and join a fellowship.
妈妈常和我还有爸爸分享。
My mom always shared her experience at church with my dad and I.
有时候也带着我们跟她一起去参加主日的崇拜。
She sometimes brought us to worship with her.
台北的教会规模很大。
The church was really big.
每一次崇拜的人数都是几百人起跳，非常的盛大。
And they have hundreds of people in every worship.
但很陌生，对我来说总是缺少归属感，缺少像家的感觉。
But I felt distant, and like I didn't belong there, and it didn't feel like home.
于是我越来越排斥去教会。
So I started to not want to go to church.
最后在来到美国之前，我再也没有回到台北的教会。
At the end, I never went back.
在台湾的时候，其实一直有不同的人向我传福音，甚至询问我要不要受洗。
When I was in Taiwan, a lot of people spread the gospel to me and suggested that I should get baptized.
其实从我步入青少年时期之后，就明明知道自己总有一天会归入神的家。
In fact, ever since I became a teenager, I knew that one day I will join the family of God.
但是我不想做出任何未经仔细思考后的决定。
But I didn't want to make any rash decisions.
所以每当有人问我要不要受洗，
So whenever people asked me if I wanted to get baptized,
我总是笑笑地说我还不确定耶。
I always responded with a smile, I'm still not sure.
来到美国是我人生的转捩点。
Coming to America was the turning point of my life.
除了在身边的家人，一切都好不一样。
Other than my family, everything else is different.
高中生的身份又需要我立刻进入状态。
As a high schooler, I need to adapt to all the changes quickly.
我向来都很外向，喜欢广交朋友。
I used to be really outgoing and like to make new friends.
但在这里的学校同学都早已有自己的朋友圈。
But since other students at my school already had their own friend groups,
我变得越来越没有自信，觉得自己不被这个新环境所接纳。
I became less and less confident and felt like I wasn't accepted by the new environment.
也许对我而言的挑战，对大人来说微不足道。
Maybe the things I call challenges are nothing to adults.
但短时间内巨大的改变，着实让我感到彷徨无助。
But such a huge change in a really short period of time made me feel helpless and isolated.
我知道亲戚朋友们对我有很多的期望。
I know my family and friends have expectations of me.
所以我一直告诉自己不能害怕，不能退缩。
So I always tell myself that I can't be afraid and can't back down.
直到我开始怀疑自己到底是为了谁而活。
Until I started to question who I was living for.
仿佛是小时候的信念和习惯牵引着我。
Driven by the habit I had since I was young.
那段时间我又开始向上帝祷告。
I started to pray to God again.
求他指引方向。
And ask him for direction.
后来，妈妈找到了雨津华人教会。
Later on, my mom found ECCC.
于是她很开心地带着我还有爸爸前往。
And she excitedly took my dad and I to go.
但因为以前我对台北教会的印象，让我下意识地排斥。
But the impression I had on the church in Taiwan made me not want to go.
于是我带着一张臭脸被妈妈拉来教会。
So with a long face, I was dragged to this church.
参加第一次在这里的主日崇拜
and attended my first worship here.
但踏入教会的第一刻，我发现这里的人好不一样。
But in the moment that I stepped into the church, I realized that people here are different.
他们彼此寒暄问暖，笑脸相迎。
They greet each other warmly and always have smiles on their faces.
我发现这里的感觉像家。
I realized that this feels like home.
像回到家一样。现在我知道是主耶稣一路带领我。
Now I know it was Jesus who led me down this path.
他从小学就开始亲近我。
He was always with me since elementary school.
保护我，在最脆弱的时候聆听我。
And protected me and listened to me during my weakest times.
让我找到避风的港湾。
And he allowed me to find a peaceful harbor to shelter in.
如今他的恩惠满溢，让我和爸爸在同一天受洗。
Because of his abundant grace, my dad and I got baptized on the same day.
在主耶稣的国度里，我们又一起成为一家人。
And in God's kingdom, we became a family once more.
我希望在基督内成为新造的人，遵循他的旨意生活。
I hope I can become a new creation in God and follow his word.
相信神并不代表此生风平浪静，无忧无虑。
Believing in God doesn't mean that we will have a prosperous life or not having anything to worry about.
基督徒同样有很多的诱惑和试炼。
Christians also face challenges and temptations.
但神总会让我们平安落地。
But God will give them transcending peace.
最后和大家分享我最喜欢的经文。
Lastly, I will share with you my favorite Bible verse.
在雅各书一章十二节这么说道。
In Jacob verse 1 chapter 12, it says,
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Blessed is the person who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to those who love him.
这就是我的见证，谢谢大家。
This is my testimony. Thank you.
感谢主。
啊 ，Thank the Lord。
谢谢两位姊啊、两位姊妹的这个见证。
Thank those two little sisters' testimony。
可一位啊，这我知道是一位，但是一个翻译的很好啊，也是见证。
One did a very good job in translating。
感谢主，我们刚才唱了那个 Hosanna 那首那个歌。
We just sang the song Hosanna。
耶稣第一次来的时候。
When Jesus came the first time。
然后他骑着驴进城的时候。
By the time he ride on a donkey to enter Jerusalem。
全城的人都出来了。
The whole city came out to welcome him。
小孩子大声唱。
The little kids sang loudly。
Hosanna。
Hosanna。
就是欢呼的意思。
It's just some exclamation.
刚才我唱这首歌的时候
when I sang this song,
他说耶稣来的时候是会降临 with fire 和火一样
and they come, Jesus is going to come in fire with fire around him.
哦，我说这个讲得真好
I said, this is a very good description.
我原来没有注意到
I didn't pay attention before.
好，我等一下会讲到
I'll talk about it later.
好，我先做个祷告
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天和我们同在，谢谢你预备我们的心，主孩子把自己的口恭敬仰望在你手上，求你高孩子的口，感谢主，奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿门。
好，我们今天要讲的就是等候主的再来。
We're talking about waiting for the second coming of the Lord。
刚才我讲到耶稣第一次来，小孩子说，哦，大家都说Hosanna。
When Jesus came the first time, everyone sang along to him that Hosanna.
耶稣还要再来。
Jesus is going to come again.
好，那么我们看这个是我们今天要学的，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三节到十八节。
We talk about today is the first Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to 18.
可能还会多学几节经文，看时间了。
Maybe we will learn a few more verses. You know, depends on the time.
那么这个呢，保罗、希拉、提摩太呢，在他们第二次宣教的旅途中，连续在帖撒罗尼迦这个城三日讲道。
And Paul, Silas, and Timothy in the secondary missionary journeys, they spent three consecutive Sabbaths talking with them, sharing with them the gospel.
所以说呢，这个他们就建立了这个帖撒罗尼迦教会。
And thus they set up the church in Thessalonica.
然后呢，现在呢，保罗不在那里。
And Paul left.
然后呢，那边弟兄姊妹给他们写信。
So the
帖撒罗尼迦教会的人给保罗写信。
Oh, okay.
或者带信。
The people there just wrote him a letter, wrote Paul a letter.
然后呢，保罗就写信回复他们。
And Paul wrote a letter to answer them.
可能这里面呢，有弟兄姊妹呢，他的亲人逝世了。
And maybe some of the believers, their relatives have died.
所以说非常伤心。
So they were desperate and grieving.
然后保罗就因为这件事情呢，给他们讲这个死，这个生死永生的事情。
And so using this opportunity to share with them life and death.
他说这个啊，十三节这样，论到睡了的人，我不愿意，我们不愿意，弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤。像那些没有指望的人一样。
In Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope.
我们要注意这个用了个词叫睡了的人。
And here, no pay attention to the word who those who sleep.
我们都知道，我们都会睡觉的，对不对
？We all sleep.
啊，赵赵昨天晚上睡觉没有？
Well,
睡了啊。
It seems like he slept.
啊，对。然后我们早晨就醒来了，对不对
？In the morning we woke up.
所以说睡了呢就会醒的。
When you sleep, you wake up.
所以说主耶稣还有这个圣经里面都用睡这个词。
And it's
这个字
，the Bible used the word sleep.
你看，比如说啊，大卫与列祖同睡，葬在大卫城。
You say David slept in the city, and then he was buried in the city of David.
说他以后还会醒来的。
And it implies that later on he will wake up again.
醒来就在天国里了。
And by the time he wakes up, he's going to be in heaven.
我记得乔布斯说过一句话。
I remember Steve Jobs say something like this.
他说任何人都不想死的。
No one wants to die.
甚至想去天堂的人也不想死的。 再去。
Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to go through death.
死亡和永生这个事情是在人心里面是挥之不去的。
This death and eternal life is always in our heart.
搅扰你的心啊。
It's always kind of stirring up your heart.
你昼思夜想啊。
You might dwell on it day and night.
因为这是为什么呢？
Why is that so?
这个传道书三章十一节就这样讲了，神将永生，也就叫永生的意思，安置在人的心里。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 talk about God put this eternal life in our heart.
所以说你挥之不去的。
You cannot shake it off.
你不能说死了就算了。
You cannot just say, oh, just die and everything's finished.
哎呀，人死如灯灭。
It's just like the putting out the light.
人死是灯灭，不是说自己。
By the time we say that, you know, by the time you die, it seems like a light's being put out. It's not about yourself.
也不是说你的自己的亲人。
And not your relatives, your loved ones.
是说别人。
It's all this is this comment is only concerned about other people. You think?
所以说人死灯灭都是人类的一个。罪性的表示都是说给其他人的。
And we think that all this concept, you know, the burning out of the light, is just for other people only.
Yeah. 我呢是从中国大陆来的。
I came from China.
哎呀，经历了个文化大革命。
I went through the Cultural Revolution.
哦，文化大革命中间大家都说毛主席万岁。
We all kind of yelling, "Long live Chairman Mao."
万岁。
Living forever.
很少人 years.
Well,
然后呢还有说万万岁，毛主席万万岁
trillions of years.
有一次呢我就在我院子门口看了一个标语。
I saw a post in front of my door.
他说的这个告诉大家一个好新闻。
I said, tell everyone a good news.
医学证明
there's a medical evidence.
毛主席可以活到150岁。
Chairman can live up to 150 years old.
大家都非常高兴。
Everyone was happy.
我就觉得有点问题。
I thought there's some question about it.
你知道为什么问题了，对不对
？Why you know why the question? What my question?
万岁万万岁。
It's about you're going to live for thousands of years.
但是150岁算不了什么啊。
But compared to 150 years, that's nothing.
我觉得为什么那些人都会高兴呢
？And why people get so happy about Chairman Mao can live up to 150？
把现在的中国领导人比较聪明了，我估计。
Now the leadership team and the leadership in China might be more smarter.
他没有叫群众叫万岁和万万岁了。
It didn't ask people to just hail them as they live long live the leadership.
然后这个万岁万万岁的毛主席呢，在1976年九月九日就逝世了。
In 1976, September 9th, Chairman Mao died.
他的一个医生啊，就描写他逝世的时候怎么样的。
And his doctor described how he behaved, you know, when he died.
他说我会死吗？问那个医生。
And Chairman Mao asked the doctor, "Am I going to die?"
他说你不会死的。
But doctor told him that, "No, you won't die."
然后那个心电图呢？心电图啊。
Yeah, the cardiogram.
本来是这样跳的。
You see, the cardiogram is kind of pulsing.
然后。
And then it became a straight line, a flat line.
走了。
And then he's gone.
全国人民哭得死去活来。
The whole nation mourned for him.
戴着这个黑袖套。
It's a band, you know, a black band around the arm.
我也哭了。
Even I cry.
啊，那个时候不懂事啊。
I was kind of ignorant.
我参加过很多基督徒的葬礼和追思礼拜。
I join a lot of Christians' memorial service.
没有一个追思礼拜或者葬礼是令人失望的。
Not even single one disappoint me.
没有一个葬礼和追思礼拜不让人笑，就是没有，都是有笑的。
In every memorial service, I saw smiles and laughing, you know, in the service.
我也参加过很多非基督徒的这个追思礼。或者葬礼啊，追思礼拜。
I also attend a lot of funerals of non-Christians.
没有一个不令人失望的。
Not even a single one, people are not disappointed there.
哭啊，嚎啊。
They cry, they moan.
好像就这个圣经里面也记载有这样的事情。
And people, even the Bible, we call an event like this.
这个中国啊，这个葬礼啊，他要请人来哭。
And the Chinese, you know, they invite professional wailers to come and cry for the dead.
哭得越大声，越伤心就越好。
And the more you cry, the louder you cry, the better.
圣经里面也有这样请人来哭的。
And the Bible also records people like this, those professional wailers, you know, come to cry for people.
为什么要哭呢？就是表达他内心的忧伤。
And just express the sadness within.
但是保罗这用了一个词，就叫睡。
But Paul here used the word sleep.
睡就让你有盼望。
Sleep means hope.
然后十四节这样讲，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在基督里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
死而复活是基督教的核心。
The resurrection, die and death and resurrection is the centerpiece of the Christian belief.
其他所有的宗教都不会说死而复活的。
No religions talk about resurrection.
其他的所有宗教可能他的教主都是有坟墓的。
All the founders of all religions, they have their grave.
然后他坟墓里面都有尸骨的。
And they have the skeletons in their grave, yeah, in their grave.
但是我们耶稣的这个坟墓最可怜了。
Seems like the Jesus grave, you know, the burial is the most pitiful.
又小又是空的。
And it's empty, and it's small, and yet it's empty.
人家里面满满的都装了尸骨的。
And the people's graveyard, usually the grave have full of skeletons, full of bones.
耶稣升天了。
Because Jesus ascended back to heaven.
坟墓巧，坟墓空，没关系。
And whether the how about the size of the hole or the grave and the small how small it is doesn't matter.
只要我们在天上就行了。
The most important thing we are up in heaven.
所以说他就说那些在基督里睡的啊，睡是睡在哪里呢？睡在基督里的。
And those who sleep in Jesus.
他要把耶稣要把他带过来。
And Jesus will bring them back.
那怎么带过来了？
How did they bring him back?
我相信他是从乐园里面把他带过来的。
I believe that he's going to bring them back from paradise.
啊，因为耶稣对他一个认罪的强盗说，我实在告诉你，你今日要与我同在乐园了。
And Jesus speak to one of the robbers, who was crucified with him, and tell him that today will be with me in paradise.
那耶稣在乐园里面，他也在乐园里面，那肯定是非常享受的。
And both of them are in paradise. I think the guy is enjoying himself now.
好，十五节，我现在我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事情，我们这活着还存留。到主降临的人断不能在那已睡了的人之先。
According to the Lord's own word, we will tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他说断不能在那睡了的人之先。
We certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep.
有人这样解释的。
Someone explained this verse.
我觉得是很有道理的。
And I think it's very up to the point.
这个就是说，我们活的人上去哈，或者是已经睡的人在那里的时候，他们已经先睡的人呢，是先得到一个荣耀的身体。
And those who die first, they receive the glorious body first.
因为保罗说过。
Because Paul mentioned this.
就在一瞬间。
It's just a moment of the eye.
然后。我们的身体就要改变。
Our body will be transformed.
然后不朽坏的身体可以变成一个不朽坏的身体。
Our body is going to blemish, is going to die, is going to change into an imperishable body.
有人说我们得救是灵魂的得救。
Some people say that we are saved, our spirit is saved, being saved.
但是我觉得这是超乎灵魂的得救。
But I think this resurrection, this salvation is more than just the salvation of our spirit.
因为圣经明明上讲的，我们要得到一个身体。
The Bible speaks clearly that we will receive a new body.
是一个荣耀的身体，是一个不朽坏的身体。
It is a glorious body, is imperishable.
你永远年轻啊。
And you're always young.
You're always young. Yeah. 永远不会老的。
You never get old.
1000年过后,
about 1,000 years later,
你看他,
every time you look at him,
还像少女一样,
it still look like a young,
你看看你太太还像少女一样,
you look at your wife now, you still look like a young girl,
你看看你的先生,
you look at your husband,
哇, 还像少年一样,
and still look like a young man.
这就是有荣耀的身体,
and that's the glorious body we're going to
receive.
This is our hope.
然后，那么他是怎么来呢？因为主必亲自从天降临。
Because the Lord Himself will come down from heaven Himself.
有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。
With a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God.
那在基督里的人必先复活。
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
好。 主要从天降下来。
Jesus is going to come from heaven.
哇, 刚才我们唱的歌, Hosanna, 说, 来和火一起来。
And Jesus, and we talk about saying Hosanna, Jesus is going to come in fire.
然后呢, 有大声呼叫的声音。
And there's the voice of the archangel.
然后还有天使长的声音。
There's a loud command, and then there's the voice of the archangel.
然后呢，还有神的号吹响。And
that's a trumpet.
啊，我们 Colin 是吹号的。No,
it was clarinet, not trumpet.
哦，那是 trumpet. 哦，是，对不起啊，我是音盲。我觉得那个字是圆的、长的，就是号了。好，然后呢，在基督里的人先要复活。And
the dead in Christ will rise first.
那先要复活，肯定有后要复活的人。
By the time you say first, there must be second.
那么，信耶稣的人先复活。
Those who believe in Jesus will rise first.
Yeah. 然后你看啊，这启示录上就讲了一句。
And in Revelation, the book of Revelation says.
这是头一次的复活。
And this is the first resurrection.
其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那1000年完了。
The rest of the death is not did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended.
哇，有第一次复活，有第二次复活。
So this is the first resurrection, and there's the second resurrection.
信耶稣的人先复活。
Those who believe in Jesus has to go through the first resurrection.
哦，这里有个图啊。
And there's a picture.
我看啊，第一次，我看啊，你们可能看不清楚，我放的最大了。第一次复活，然后和耶稣同住，往1000年。
And the first was resurrected and then became reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
然后1000年过后呢，又有其余的人，就是不信的人复活。
And then there's a second resurrection for those unbelievers.
啊，这是第一次复活，这是第二次复活。
And this is the first resurrection and then the second resurrection.
好，我再回到这个经文啊。所以说，这个启示录上说了，在头一次复活的有份了，圣洁了；第二次的死，在他身上没有权柄，他们必和。 必做神和耶稣和耶稣的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
Blessed are those who are going through sharing in the first resurrection, and they'll be with God and reign with God. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's there. I don't know.
It's not there.
Yeah, it's not there. Okay, sorry, I saw it. 好，所以说第一次复活是生命的复活。
The first time of resurrection is the resurrection of the life.
第二次复活是审判的复活。
The second resurrection is for judgment.
但是我觉得呢，这个但以理书里面讲了这么一句话。
In the book of Daniel, there's a verse like this.
他说，睡在尘埃中的必有多人复活复醒，其中有得永生的，就是有受羞辱、永远被憎恨的。
And say multitudes will sleep in the dust of earth will awake, some to everlasting life. Others to shame and everlasting contempt.
这里面呢，就是中文说的是必有多人复活。And
the Chinese say multitudes will resurrect.
是所有的人都复活。As
a matter of fact, it means everyone.
就是有些人复活，先复活；有些人这种复活，有些人那种复活。And
there's the first resurrection, and then there's the other resurrections.
所以这英文就比较清楚了哈。所以说，一个复活的是永生的复活，一个是永远被憎恨的复活。
Some to everlasting life, some resurrection to shame and everlasting contempt.
好，17节。
Verse 17.
以后我们这活着还残留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在了。
After that, we are still alive and are left. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
啊，所以说刚才我们讲了。死人先要复活。
We talk about that Jesus, I mean that the living of the dead will arise and resurrect first.
然后我们这些活着的人呢，还要到天上去。
And those who are still alive will catch up with them together and get up to the air.
我们被提到天上去的条件是什么呢？
What's the condition for those who are being qualification to be raptured?
很简单。
Very simple.
活着。
By the time you are alive,
and
those who are alive and still on this, have life on this earth,
就是在耶稣基督里的基督徒,
and those who are in Jesus Christ who are believers.
啊，保罗说了这一句话。
When Paul mentioned this verse,
他说我活着就是耶稣，我死了就有益处。
To live is Christ and to die is gain.
他也不怕活，也不怕死。
And he's not afraid of death and he's not afraid of life.
活着也好，死了也没关系。
Whether I'm alive or whether I'm dead, you know, that's fine.
这个就是耶稣，就这个就是基督的人生观。
And this is the life philosophy for Christians.
他说啊，这活着的人呐，必和他们一同被提到云里。
Those who are still alive will be caught up together with those who have died. You know, they're going to caught up together and get up to the air with the Lord.
我觉得这个必字非常好。
And this one here, will, you know, this is a very good word.
必字就说没有商量的余地。
There's no compromise. It's going to happen.
没有质疑的空间。
And there's no room for doubt.
也就是说你必然要到天上去。
You will go to heaven. Catch up with the Lord in the air.
你不用对耶稣怀疑。
You don't have to doubt about Jesus.
一点怀疑都不能。
And you don't have any doubts at all.
刚才 Caleb 问我们是不是神国的儿女啊？
And Caleb just asked us, are we the kingdom of the children, the children of the kingdom?
我想他的话，他是想让你们大声回答。
And I think he wants you guys to answer loudly.
但是声音不大。
But I didn't hear a loud voice saying yes.
但是我的声音还是不算小就是了。
But I think I get a loud voice.
好，所以说不要有怀疑。
So bear no doubt about this.
哦、既然没有质疑的空间，既然没有这个不值得怀疑，那我们就要到天上去见我们的亲人了，对不对？
And because of this, no doubt, you know, we are going to meet our beloved, our loved ones, you know, in heaven.
我们在座的有没有失去过亲人的，就是基督里的亲人的
？Among us, we have any relatives who are Christians who are in Christ and die already?
啊，我告诉你们啊
，I told you.
我们要和他们见面的。
We are going to see them one day.
没有怀疑的啊。
Have no doubt about this.
有怀疑马上读圣经啊。
If you have any doubt, read the Bible right away.
我们是人呢，有时候有怀疑，没关系，马上读圣经。
Yes, we are human, you know, we still have doubt once in a while. Just read the Bible.
我们就要和他见面，他们见面了。
We are going to meet them one day.
这里面讲的被提。
This talk about rapture.
被提是贯穿旧约和新约的一个概念。
This being rise up to heaven is something happened in both the New Testament and the Old Testament.
约伯就这样说了。
And Job saying something like this.
他说神就把我提在风中。
God's going to lift me up in the wind.
好，然后呢，在这个列王记呢，上来这个俄巴里亚啊，来找这个以利亚。俄巴里亚就说。
The one of the in the Old Testament, a man named Obadiah, an official, he came to look for Elijah.
Elijah 就说，哎，你去给这个王说，我在这里。
And say you went back to the king and tell him I'm here.
这个俄巴底呢是个先知，他说我不敢去。
And Obadiah said, No, I didn't dare to go.
我一离开你啊
，If I just leave you,
神的灵把你提到某个不知道的地方。
God might lift you to some place that I could not find you.
然后我去告诉亚哈。
If I go up to tell Yaha, King Ahab about this,
他过来找你。
And he came to search for you.
找不到你。
And he could not find you.
那不是把我杀掉吗？
And he'll kill me.
啊，所以说这个被提是，就是被人取到上天的。
And by the time we say we are being lifted up, literally we are being lifted up by God to heaven.
然后呢，以利亚呢，他是怎么升天的呢？
How does Elijah ascend to heaven?
有火车啊，不是我们开的那个火车啊，有火带着火的那个车啊，和火马把以利亚带上天了。
There were chariots of fire and clouds and brought Elijah up to heaven.
以利亚就乘风乘旋风。升天而去
and he was rise up with the wind, you know, with the storm, and get up to heaven.
所以说这个被提就是这个概念
and so this rapture or ascending to heaven is this kind of concept.
你知道吗？我个人认为耶稣也是被提上去的
and Jesus also being ascended and being raptured to heaven.
啊，我们看这段圣经
we see this in the Acts, in the book of Acts.
啊，这个使徒行传一章九节说了这话，他们正在看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
And after he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. As Jesus was being taken up to heaven,
看没有，他是被取上升的。
And he was being taken up into heaven.
好，所以说呢，你看，然后下面就说，当他往上去的时候，他们定睛往天看的时候，突然，哦，有没有？有两个。
天使
啊，有啊，你这有啊，就是两个穿白衣人站旁边说：“加利利人，你为什么看着天呢
？”And by the time he was lifting up to heaven, the disciples gazing up at him, and just suddenly there are two men in white appear before them and say, "Why are you gazing at the sky?"
这离开你们背阶啊，看用背字啊，背阶上天的耶稣，你看见他怎么往天上去，他还要怎么来
？This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into hell, into heaven.
所以说，这个又是一个被提的一个景象。
So this is another incident of being ascending to heaven.
还有呢，就是一个腓力啊。
And there's a disciple Philip.
腓力就是给一个埃塞俄比亚的那个太监施了洗
，and he baptized the eunuch from Ethiopia.
主的灵就把他提去了
，and the spirit of God just lift him up to somewhere.
一个就放到另外一个地方去
，and put him in other places.
啊，然后保罗自己呢也有这样的经历
，even Paul himself has this same experience.
他在这个哥林多后书二章十二节，哥林多后书十二章二节这样说的。
In the second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 2, he said this.
我认识一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到三层天。
And I know someone, a person in Christ, and 14 years ago, he was being lifted up to the third heaven.
三层天啊，第三层天的话，就是说，就是基督教那个概念里面最高的一层天。
It's the highest level in heaven.
他被提在乐园里。
And he was lifted up to heaven.
所以说呢，我们以后呢就会被提。
We'll all be raptured and being taken up.
这样我们就要永远与神与主同在。
And we'll be with the Lord forever.
所以说保罗说了，你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
So Paul encouraged them. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
好，我们看看耶稣是怎样讲的。
Let me talk about see how Jesus talk about this topic.
耶稣在上十字架之前呢，他这样讲了。
Before he went to the cross,
他说在我的父家里有许多住处，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必来接你们到我那里去。我在那里也叫你们在那里。
And my father's house has many rooms, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me. Then you also be where I am.
他说我要来接你们。
He said, I'll come back and take you.
他预备地方。
He went to prepare the place.
我昨天晚上我再看了一下这个经文。
And I reviewed that verse again.
他说我父家有个大房子
，and my family has a big house.
然后我给你准备一个房间
，I'll prepare a room for you.
哇，我们住在一个房子里面哦。
We all live in a big house.
我原来以为我觉得啊啊，我住了一自己住一个房子。
I'm saying that I'm living in my own room.
House.
Oh, not house.
我原来觉得我是住在天上是自己住一个房子。
I thought I'm going to live in a single house.
哎，现在我发现是住在一个房间里面。
Now I think I'm going to live in a room in the house.
哎，神呢？耶稣就住在那个最好的 master bedroom. I think. 可能耶稣住在主卧里面。
主卧。
主卧。
哦，主卧。Jesus might live in the master bedroom.
哎，我就住在那个旁边那个房那个小那个房间里面。
Maybe I live right by him.
哎，不管怎么样。说明我们和他的关系很近啊。
We talk about what implies is that we have a very close relationship with him.
Yeah, 我不知道这个房子有多大啊。
I don't know how big the room is.
可能有几十英里哦，几百英里长啊。
I don't think it's enough to fit everyone.
Maybe the room is
small. Maybe the room may be miles.
这是耶稣讲了，不是我昨天才看见，我才发现是 room。他没说跟你对，他是讲个 room。好了，他说，然后呢，耶稣呢，在这个马太福音24:30这样讲了。
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 30.
他说那是人子的兆头要显在地上，地上的万族都要哀哭。
That will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples on the earth, or the tribes of the land, will mourn when they see the Son of Jesus coming on the clouds of heaven.
好，你看啊，因为这个保罗，这个里面讲的地上的万族都要哀哭，所以保罗说啊，你们不要像其他人一样那样哭啊，那样伤心。
So Paul encouraged the people that don't be cry and mourn like other people, unbelievers.
他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。他要差遣使者，用号的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到那边都招聚了来。
And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather this elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other.
所以说主会从天降临。
Jesus will come from heaven.
这里面又讲到用号的大声。
And talk about a loud trumpet call.
然后呢又用差遣使者。
And then also send his messengers.
所以说我们在基督里死人活人都有盼望。
So for those who die in Jesus, we will have the hope.
然后我呢，我呢是信主很多年了。
I believe in Jesus for a long time.
但是我后来看到有盼望可以进天国了，我对神就有热心了。
And by the time I see I get the opportunity to go to heaven, and then I start getting fervent for the Lord.
所以说，如果真的你要对神要有信心，要一定要有这个信念，我们要去天国。
And by the time you want to be fervent and have this faith continuously in God, you have to have this hope that we are going to meet him, Jesus, in heaven one day.
我想的话，如果没有对天国没有盼望的话，可能我们会是一个不冷不热的人。
If we don't have that hope in us, you know, we will be just someone be lukewarm in Jesus.
但是如果有天国的盼望，那就是不一样的人了。
But if we have the hope in heaven, then we will behave totally different.
然后呢，我要讲讲我妈妈的见证。
I will talk straight about my testimony of my mom.
我妈妈2014年得了晚期肺腺炎，肺腺癌。
My mom got a terminal lung cancer in 2014.
所以说没有治了。
And there's a hopeless, you know, it's untreatable.
我不知道我们怎样给她讲这个事情。
I don't know how to share with her the news.
但是后来呢，我们坐在一起。
So we sat down together one time.
我跟妈妈说啊，我要告诉你一件事情，妈妈。
I say, Mom, I want to tell you something.
说，你知道吗？你得了肺腺癌的晚期了。
You are in a terminal stage of the lung cancer.
治不好了。
And there's no treatment.
她一听眼睛就亮了。
And her eyes just suddenly brightened up.
我要去看耶稣，见耶稣了。
I'm going to see Jesus.
哇，我国语，我那个广东话不好。
他讲广东话呢？
没有，我自己讲。我们要干面呢，干面是不是见面？
啊，我就见面了。
啊，我要见面了，要和耶稣见面了。哎呀，
我就会见耶稣了。
哎呀，他说我要去见耶稣了。
I'm going to see Jesus。
哇，我还没有看见这么大信心的人呢。
I never met someone with such big faith。
就是说连停顿都没有，下一句话下一秒钟就是说我要和耶稣见面了。
It's not one more one miss. Now he just yelled, "I'm going to see Jesus."
啊，然后呢，我呢是做针灸的，我有个病人。
And I am a acupuncturist, and I have a patient.
然后呢，他一个女儿叫 Tammy.
And she has a daughter named Tammy.
然后她得了癌症啊，已经是晚期了。
And she got also a terminal cancer case.
当然了，我给他见，给他做过我妈妈的见证。
I shared him my mom's testimony.
他叫我为他的女儿祷告。
And she asked me to pray for her daughter.
所以说呢，我就为他祷告。
I pray for her daughter.
啊，就是在做治疗的时候，我就在一边我为他女儿祷告。
So I put the needles in and then I step aside and pray for her daughter.
然后呢，我就想了一段经文。
And I.For about a verse in the Bible.
就是箴言书十七章二十二节说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
In Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 say, a merry heart is the good medicine.
然后我就跟他说，我确实我也不知道怎么给你祷告，但是我至少有这句话。
I said, I didn't know how to pray for you, but at least I can share with you this Bible verse.
啊，一个星期以后呢，他跟我说。
One week later, she told me.
他说他女儿，走了。
And she told me her daughter Tammy left.
她说，但是呢，这段经文呢，对她女儿是非常有这个安慰的。
And but this verse encouraged and comforted her a lot.
然后我和黄家呢，就六月一号就去参加了她的这个追思礼拜。
And June 1st, I and my wife attend her funeral service.
然后她的儿子呢，就是在她妈妈逝世的那一天呢，就写了一个。写了首诗很长，我就引用几句。
And Tammy's son wrote a message, you know, whatever, to share about her mom or his mom.
我让这个 Steve 来说，我来翻译啊，我还没有翻译过，你可以来读啊。
Okay, I'm going to read this, and then it's this morning there will be a wonderful person who helped shine Jesus' love to others, a truly special person who will be missed.And never forgotten.
今天早上，这个世界上失去了一个很了不起的人，他呢让神的爱呢传扬出去。但是呢，他对我来说是一个非常特殊的人，我很怀念他，他永远不会被忘记。
I heard on K-Love Radio that someone has said something like, "All the bad to worst days on earth put together is only one light in an inconvenient hotel."When compared to heaven,
我就听在一个基督徒的这个广播这样说过，有个人这样说过，把世上所有的坏日子，地上的所有的坏日子放在一起的话，和天国比较，不过是一个晚上住了一个不好的旅店而已。
I'm happy to know that my precious mother is in a better place. I can only imagine her face and joy right now.
我很高兴，我相信我妈妈是在一个更好的地方。我现在可以想象到她的这个她的脸和她的这个喜乐。
Thank you again, God, for the time we had and for the impact you make through her in all our lives. One that will always carry with us.
他说：“谢谢神，让我们有一个一起有个很好的时光。然后呢？”你把它放在我们的生命里面，有一天，这个呢要永远在我们心里。好，这个就是我们那一天的他那个葬礼，那个追思礼拜。
That's the memorial service for Tammy.
然后呢，我就写了一些话。
And I wrote a certain message to her.
我说啊，我们将在天上见到你。
I said, Tammy, we all see you in heaven.
现在你与主耶稣一起在一个更好的地方。
Right now you are in a better place with our Lord Jesus.
在那里好好享受耶稣。
Enjoy Jesus up there.
我们正在来的路上。
We are coming.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
让从中国来的我们和美国来的你成为主内一家人。
We are from China and you are from US. We become one family in Christ.
天上见。
I'll see you in heaven.
好，这个就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
那我们要等待主。
We are waiting for God.
怎么等待呢？
How are we going to wait?
保罗就在帖撒罗尼罗尼加前书第五章讲了。
In the first of the Roman, the same book, chapter 5, verse 1, Paul mentioned this.
他说啊，这个主来的日子好像贼一样。
And the coming of Christ this day was sort of like a thief in the night.
贼是偷东西，你根本不知道他偷了你的东西啊。
The thief comes stiffly, and you don't even know when he comes.
哦，你后来发现哦，东西不在了。
You only notice by the time you miss something.
Oh, 他偷了。
And he's stolen it already.
他什么时候偷的？
When did he steal it?
不知道。
You don't know.
所以说保罗就说，你要天天要警醒哦。
So Paul said you have to be awake every day.
这种事情肯定会发生的。
This is going to happen.
主耶稣来肯定会发生的。
This is a must. He will come.
怎么发？你就像好像这个妇人生产一样。
It's just like a woman in a birth panic.
她肯定要生孩子的。
She's going to have a baby.
十月怀胎，第十月肯定要生的。
She's going to give birth to a baby.
所以说，她说啊，我们不要睡觉。
So let us not be like others who are asleep.
啊，要总要警醒。
And let us be awake and sober.
总要等候主耶稣的再来。
We have to wait until his coming.
好，我来就想用一个例子，斯蒂凡做例子。
I want to use another example. The example is the testimony of Stephen in Acts.
既然斯蒂凡给我当翻译，我就要用斯蒂凡来做例子。
我们要被人打死。So this is not the same Stephen, okay? We're translating for him. So he thinks I'm going to be stoned. Anyway, this is the Stephen recorded in the Bible.
他说斯蒂凡满得恩惠，在民间行了大神迹和奇事。
Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people.
斯蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话。
He spoke in the wisdom of the Spirit given to him as he spoke.
在公会里坐的人看见他，看见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
And he saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
哇，这个人是很安详的人，这个人是很乐意帮助人的人，这个人在人面前做了很好的见证。
This person performed a good testimony and gladly helped other people around him.
你看，众人要想把他打死的时候，你看众人这样的，众人听见这话就极其愤怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿。
Yeah, by the time they heard Stephen speak this, they were gnashing their teeth and getting angry and rushed towards him.
斯蒂凡的反应是这样的，但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛看天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
他定睛看天，所以说他可以看见神。耶稣在神的右边。
He gazed towards heaven and he saw that Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
所以说我们就要像斯蒂凡一样，要定睛看天。
So we have to be like Jesus, gazing at heaven all the time.
好，后来人就用石头打他。
So people and afterwards people stoned him.
他这样说的：求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。
And he prayed that Lord Jesus receive my spirit.
看没有？他对打他的人，他也说怜悯的话。
And he says something, trying to show his pity, his care about those who stoned him.
他说的话和耶稣的话，我可以说是一模一样的。
He spoke the same words Jesus spoke when he was on the cross.
耶稣说，他们所做的，他们不知道，我赦免他们。
They know what not what they are doing, so forgive them.
所以说，他被死了以后，你看他就睡了。
And then afterwards, when he had said this, he fell, as a Stephen, fell asleep.
So we have
to wait Jesus coming back again.
我自己是这样等候的啊，我不知道
And this is the way I'm waiting.
每天早上，也不是每天早上，经常很多早上。
A lot of mornings.
现在活着的不再是我。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是耶稣在我里面活着。
It's Christ who lives in me.
哎，我死了。
If I die.
我对着耶稣，不，我对着世界死了，我对着罪死了，我对着情欲死了。
I die to the world. I die to my lust. I die to.
情欲 flesh，
呀
啊啊！所以说，我是对着耶稣复活的，活着的。
But I live as if I'm alive to Jesus Christ。
所以说你这样一说，哎，你的这个整个一天就很好。
And if you have this kind of this kind of mentality, your whole day will go through well。
所以说我们警醒警醒，就是天天和耶稣在一起。
So by the time awake, we are going with Jesus every day。
这个就是警醒。
This is awake。
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray. Okay. Joseph said, 跟我们能够有这个盼望，每天都盼望到将来有一天我们在天上与你相遇。可是我们在地上的时候可能经历很多的苦难，可是知道你也经历同样的苦难，叫我们能够在经历这些当中都见到主与我们同在，你的灵扶持我们，与我们走过这条路艰难的道路，能够有一天能够永永远远和你在一起。我们感谢你，奉主的圣名祈求。
Thank you, Brother John, for that wonderful message. Let us all stand together and let's sing the response hymn together. Let's sing Hosanna. I see the King of Glory.Coming on the clouds with fire, the whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see His love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people sing.The people sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. I see a near revival. Stirring as we pray and seek, we're on our knees, we're on our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Heal my heart and make it clean. Heal my heart and make it clean. Oh, Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you. Have loved me. Break my heart. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Let's sing the doxology together.
让我们的眼睛每天都注视着主耶稣基督。愿我们每天警醒等候耶稣的再来。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱和圣灵的感动永远与我们弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到永永远远。 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with us from today till forevermore. 好，大家请坐。
好，今天先欢迎我们教会。